Today is Easter. It's the conclusion of the three-day period. Reflect on when Jesus Christ was crucified and his resurrection, which those two events are part of the Trinity that Christian faith rests on as a foundation, the third being the virgin birth, and dismissal or denial of any of the three is a denial of faith. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, passionately pointed this out. When we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 14, we read, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty." Today in churches around the world, the teaching of the resurrection will come from the books of the New Testament. Those are writings that look back on what took place. Now, if you explore the Old Testament, you'll find the proclaiming of what was to come, which we honor today. Even a person new to God's Word is familiar with the 23rd Psalm. Turn back one, more specifically Psalm 22, verses 10 through 16, and there are words telling of what was to come. Starting with verse 10, "I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." Sound familiar? Historically speaking, what was described in those verses didn't exist when they were written. The punishment of crucifixion wasn't created until 700 years later. Regarding the resurrection, Isaiah 53:10 shows clearly what was to come. "Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand." Resurrection is proof of how Jesus overcame everything, even death. En route to that, he absorbed all sin for all of mankind, so that all who come to him will be cleansed and healed. If the resurrection is meaningless, as some insist, then why will even the Antichrist falsely duplicate it as part of his plot during the end times? Even Satan knows how Christians strongly embrace the true resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 explained it magnificently. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Today we rejoice, for he is risen."